When a business enters into liquidation, the responsibilities of its directors can often become overwhelming. One of the most important concerns is ensuring they can access redundancy pay, particularly if they've been made redundant due to the company's closure. Insolvency practitioners play a key role in this process, guiding directors through the intricacies of redundancy claims and making sure they receive their entitlements. If you're watching this video, it means your computer is likely infected with malware that's triggering the blue screen of death, also known as a BSOD. However, there's no reason to panic. While this issue can be frustrating, it is fixable, and I'll guide you through the steps to regain access to your system. In this video, I will show you how to start your computer in safe mode. This allows you to bypass the BSOD and access your desktop with minimal system processes running. This is more than a stadium. It's a home, a heartbeat, a place where passion meets purpose, where every goal, every cheer, and every moment brings us closer together. At Brentford Community Stadium, we're more than just football. We're a community, a hub of energy, excitement, and connection. A space where history is made and the future is built, brick by brick. Cerebral venous sinus thrombosis is a rare but potentially life-threatening condition resulting from the formation of a thrombus in the venous sinuses in the brain. This results in impaired venous drainage, increased intracranial pressure, and severe neurological deficits. Traumatic cerebral venous sinus thrombosis is a rare but potentially devastating complication of head trauma. Cerebral venous sinus thrombosis can present with a variety of symptoms, including headache, vomiting, blurred vision, loss of consciousness, seizures, and coma.